Hey guys, back on the podcast here. This is Coach Sullivan with Body of Armor FFC Fit and Fight Championship. This is going to be a pretty amazing weekend, guys. I wanted to get with you as quick as possible. And first of all, I want to apologize for not reaching out to everybody sooner. Having a bit of an issue with studio space on getting my podcasts out. When I'm at the facility, my presence is required. And people come in at all hours, since the gym that I own, Samba One MMA in Westminster, Colorado, is a 24-hour access facility. So I get bothered quite a bit when I'm trying to do these videos and these podcasts, just by people with good intentions trying to accomplish what they came to the gym to accomplish. So this weekend, we have a pretty big competition going on. I'm sorry, it's not a competition, it's a challenge. And let me go over the difference between the two. A challenge is really between you and yourself. It's about, can you pull off the mission objective that has been laid in front of you? A game, that's more of a competition. That might be 2, 4, 6 people in the same weight bracket doing a combine between the martial arts lifting and running. This one is a combine between the martial arts lifting and running, but it is a challenge, and so it's really based upon, can you satisfy the requirements of the challenge and get the points of the challenge? That's all this weekend is about, but it's gonna be intense, guys. So I had gone over this on the last podcast, and what we have going on, we're gonna show up Friday, this coming Friday, right now, will be tomorrow, show up here, at the gym, 9975 Wadsworth Parkway, Westminster, Colorado, 80021, unit 1900. Show up here, 6 p.m. for the lifting and the martial art event. So I threw in a wild card. There's 4 events. I haven't told anybody what they're gonna be, but I'm telling you tonight, or right now. So what we have going on, we're gonna have a bench, we're gonna have jerk, we're gonna have squat, and we're gonna have max kick repetitions. All of those are 5 minutes max volume. Then we're gonna meet up the following morning on Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're gonna spar 40 rounds. So that is going to be the BOA class, 40 rounds. That will take us a couple of hours, guys, of intense straight go for it. You have 2 minute rounds each time. We're looking for 40 of them. The following day, we're gonna meet up on off of Flagstaff Road at Walker's Ranch Loop to the west of Boulder. And we're gonna run 8.2 miles, or we're gonna walk 8.2 miles, or we're gonna run walk 8.2 miles. And then you're gonna get the points for that in your BOA profile. I'm working with web developers right now to get these profiles up so we can have these, your examples of the work that you put in, put onto the site, and you can start competing for ranking. The idea, I've got some really good ideas that are gonna go in, I'm not gonna go into completely right now. I feel like I'd be giving away too much and putting the cart before the horses. So there's some really cool stuff. I wish I could make it go faster. This, and I think that's something that we all face in life, is we just wish things could go faster. And at my age, I've aged out to the point to where I realize how little time I have. And so this urgency is something that just drives me crazy, but I can only move as quick as the money allows. So we're gonna put up this website that's going to be really extensive and allow people to have their competitions scores put up onto the board so they can get the community recognition for their efforts. Now we have Julian Sanchez out of Dallas, Texas, and this guy, an amazing guy, amazing Sambo player, owns Sambo Texas. And we're one of his affiliates here in Colorado for the Sambo Texas Association. And so we represent his end of the Samba world, but he also represents our end of the Boa world, of the body of armor world. So he brings an excellent source of Samba information into the picture, and we bring in the training and conditioning into the spectrum, into the equation as well. And hopefully between the two of us, we make a better thing than either one of us would be without this relationship. So that being said, once I can get this site completely up and functional and working, then we can start talking about placing these numbers and getting Samba Texas and Samba 1 here in Westminster, placing the numbers in the site. We have one more place in Aurora, Colorado, that is affiliating, and we'll be getting them launched into the site as well. Potentially we can get something going in Arizona. I'm hoping to get students. This is just a brain roll at this point. I'm hoping to get students that are hungry enough, enthusiastic enough about the Body of Armor FFC program, where they would want to certify and become official certifiers of the program and coaches of the program, and help us open Body of Armor facilities in other locations, preferably warm and nice locations. So, you know, I was told one time by a boss years and years ago, he said, the cream rises to the top, because I was telling him about how good I was at my job, and he said, cream rises to the top. You know what sinks to the bottom. So I'm looking for that cream to rise to the top so we can get these affiliations open. But I struggle in BOA the same way I struggle in MMA, is I can have a good MMA fighter, has everything that it takes, get so distracted by something that doesn't matter that they go and they do the thing that doesn't matter. And then the next thing you know, all they've done is just wind themselves into a rent payment, a car payment, and a job they hate, and they just disappear. It's important for me to impress upon everybody how important it is to actually live while you have the opportunity. That's what BOA is a little bit about. It is a little bit about the money, and I want everybody to be successful. It's a little bit about the health and fitness, because I want people to have a long, good life. It's a little bit about the martial arts, because I want them to feel connected to something greater than themselves and be able to defend themselves. And it's a little bit about just wanting to wake up in the morning and do this thing, being excited about doing this thing. So I guess I'm trying to make opportunity for people, getting people to see that opportunity. Now that's harder. That's considerably harder. They can't necessarily see my whole vision, partially because I don't know how to express my whole vision in a way. And there's a chance for failure, but there's a chance for failure in everything anybody's doing, but they just see it as more of an acceptable failure. One of my students here was talking to me about how much money they make the other day. He said $16 an hour. It's pretty good money. He says, yeah, that's pretty good money. I'm like, all right. Let's take the final day of your life, the final hour, the final moment that you get with your kids, your family, your parents, whatever it is. Can I have that last hour for $16? Well, he says, well, no. And then I asked him, when's your last hour? My point is that if you're living for $16 an hour, or if you're living, some people are like, I wouldn't do anything for $16 an hour, I'd do it for $22. Like, oh man. Can I have your last hour for $22? When's your last hour? It's the same question. $100, same question. Here's one for you. Can I have your last hour of your life in exchange for you living an entire life of freedom and accomplishment? Yeah, I can exchange 1 hour of my life for me to have the rest of my life lived on my own terms with freedom and accomplishment. For me, yeah, that works. So what I'm looking for is that cream to rise to the top. Now, people tell me they want to do this. They do. But then I barely see them. Things distract them. Unimportant things. Well, I got depressed. Well, I started eating. Well, I got fat. Well, I got a boyfriend. Well, I got a girlfriend. Well, I slept with this person. Well, I slept with that person. And these are all reasons that they'll use to duck out of a lifetime of accomplishment and success. Because they know they're trapped into a job they don't want to do, but it keeps paying the bills for a life they don't want to live. And so that's where they put their sacrifice. I'm trying to get as many people out of that horrible cycle as possible. It's not necessary. But you have to get up to the plate and swing, and you might miss. If you can't control your emotions, if they control you, it'll probably destroy any business venture that you do. Because people won't want to work with you. It'll probably destroy any relationship you ever have. Because people won't want to work with you. So getting control, number one, of yourself is a lot of what the Body of Armor FSC program is about. Gaining control of yourself, gaining control of your weight, your health, your physical strength, your mentality. And it's a slow drip, the philosophy on the mentality thing, on the physical thing, on the health thing. Because there's no way somebody comes in here one day and then leaves with a great attitude that night, or leaves with a perfect six-pack that night. No, it takes some time. So it is a slow drip. It is an IV feed of success into the individual. Let me jump back to the website with you guys. There's going to be, I've got several channels up, and I'm trying to figure out the best way of doing this for my YouTube. I want each of you that is in the BOA FFC program to really be highlighted for your amazing work. It's really important that I think people that do amazing work get recognized, especially in a day and age when it seems like the dumber you are, the more publicity you get. And I'm not looking to create victims or people that are blaming other people because of their personal judgment created bad situation for them in their life. I'm looking to create individuals that want to step up to that next level of their life's design, especially inside of this Body of Armor program. Going to have some greed in this for me. So what we're doing, as we're doing these challenges, we're going to do some filming on these challenges. There's going to be some videos made of the challenges. It's going to be fun. And you guys are going to have some videos to show people. And that's what you want to do. You can't show them, hey, this is a video of me at work. You know, I'm filing this piece of paper, and now I'm going to the bathroom because I drank too much coffee. And these aren't videos you want to share. You don't want to share videos. I mean, these are kind of gross to me, that when people show videos of themselves at a nightclub just drinking away their paycheck, it doesn't make sense to me. But what if one of the challenge functions inside of the facility is as follows? I will set up something like I'm doing this weekend and say, this is the challenge. These are the numbers that you need to obtain on the lifts. Total volume of weight moved, total amount of kicks kicked. 40 rounds, for example, of sparring, 40-man fight, and then off to do an 8, 13, 32, 25, 100-mile run, whatever. And then you come to me and say, hey, coach, I want to take on this challenge. And I'm going to say, okay, we have to train you for this challenge. This isn't something you can just jump in and do. We have to train you for this challenge. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to pull you in, and we're going to film you training. We're going to do interviews on why you want to do this, because this stuff is hell. It's hard. Oh, man, it's wonderful. And then we're going to do a documentary after filming your run. You're filming your challenge. And there's going to be a small 10, 15-minute documentary on you. All about you. For your efforts. Because that's what this program is about. It's all about you and your efforts. So this Friday is the beginning. 6 p.m. here at Samba One. Then 8 a.m. the following morning. Sorry, 9 a.m. the following morning on Saturday. We are going to go 40 rounds of sparring. And then on Sunday at 8 a.m., Walker's Ranch Loop off Flagstaff Road, west of Boulder, we're meeting up for 8.2-mile run challenge for time. That's what we've got going on. Guys, I'm going to keep this one short. I'm probably going to go on the air on YouTube live, and I'm going to do my best to hook it up to other social media outlets and share it so it streams for these competitions, or at least portions of them. Do me a favor and share this podcast, share the videos that I make. Help me to help you, help us as a community push this objectives of what we're trying to do forward, of getting people off the couch and in the life. Guys, I appreciate you. I love you. We will see you tonight for sparring, tomorrow for lifting, the following day for sparring, and the following day for a run. Guys, keep your head up. Keep moving towards what you're trying to accomplish in life. This is Coach Sullivan, Body of Armor, FFC, signing out.